W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of The Tale of the Tailor and the Three Dead Kings by Dan Jones, narrated by Dan Jones. For Doreen, who loves telling stories. Introduction. In the early 1920s, the great Eton and Cambridge scholar M.R. James was leafing through a new catalogue of manuscripts in the British Museum when an unusual entry caught his eye. It concerned a 500-year-old volume in the museum's Royal Collection. This was the name given to a set of about 2,000 manuscripts, acquired slowly over the centuries by generations of English kings and queens. The texts in this collection covered all manner of topics, ranging from classical philosophy and French romance to doggerel poetry and herbal medicine. But a reference to one particular book made James sit up, for, according to the catalogue, it contained a dozen medieval ghost stories. James had heard about these stories before. A much older list of royal manuscripts, compiled in the 18th century, had made fleeting mention of a volume containing examples of ghostly apparitions. But the new catalogue spelled out what that meant. Somewhere in the museum, under the shelf mark Royal 15A20, lay 12 tales of the supernatural, written down in or shortly after the year AD 1400 by a monk at Byland Abbey in Yorkshire. They sounded very peculiar. One concerned the ghost of a labourer who appeared in the shape of a horse and afterwards of a haycock, and who helped to carry beans. Another told of a dead churchman from Kirkby, who rose from his grave and blew out the eye of his concubine. A third related how a spectre had followed a man for 24 miles before tossing him over a hedge. The longest of the stories was about a tailor with the surname Snowball and his encounters with a variety of tormented spirits who haunted him in the shapes of a raven, a dog, a goat, a bull, and a huntsman, and, lastly, like a dead king in the pictures. For James, this was all too tantalising to ignore. He hurried to get his hands on the manuscript, and when he finally inspected it, he was delighted. The stories were every bit as weird and wonderful as the catalogue promised. Sensing a scoop, James copied out all 12 and began to think of introducing them to a wider scholarly audience via the pages of the English Historical Review.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?